Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in. All right, let's go to Sandra.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Melissa. I'm happy to be here today and to share a win. I've been in the Academy since May, so coming to the end here at the end of September, and it's been a longer game. Even though LinkedIn is a long game, it's been a longer game for me to really step into it as a new user. But my wins are I'm actually posting, and I'm starting to work the work and see how all these algorithms and things work. And it's pretty cool. So all the things I've learned in my slow process are really coming to support me now. So just wanted to say thanks. And that's a huge win for me.
Awesome. So exciting. All right. Oh, I'm so sad you're almost done though. Are we going to see you in Nashville?
No, I'm actually getting married in 2 weeks. And starting a new life, kind of feeling like I'm living my whole life backwards. And so there's a lot going on till the end of the year for me. And yeah, but maybe next year.
Totally. Yeah. Maybe next year. We're going to have some other live stuff next year too.
Yeah.
So how can we help you?
So my question, because again, I'm sort of, this has been a bit of a slower process for me with regards to my avatar. I recreated myself out of the oil and gas industry, and I'm a life coach now, and I coach relationship and communication. And my avatar is women that have kind of got families, they've focused on kids, they've focused on work. They're successful in many ways, but their relationship has perhaps suffered, walking on eggshells, not having the fresh communication, and not investing into their relationship. So that's my avatar. And in searching for people to be in my ideal network, because it's not a specific industry or a specific profession, I'm looking for women that are successful in areas and that might be struggling in their relationship. And so my question is to ask for a bit of expertise on how to maybe widen my funnel, or how would you go about seeking out those kinds of people?
All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a million-dollar business on the internet in just 19 months, and you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. Yeah, it's a great question. And I think that kind of goes back a little bit to Chantel's question.
Yes.
Yeah, of like, let's make your funnel bigger up top, and then your content will kind of qualify the people who really want to connect with you. Because the other thing is, these high performing females, if they confide in anyone, it's probably a fellow high performing female, right? It's not going to hurt you to have a really healthy, happy, from a relationship standpoint, high performing female if she's got a really close friend who's high performing in, as well, but is struggling in their relationship or struggling in, right? So she could still be a referral for you. And this is the thing I want you guys to keep in mind. It's not just your ideal client you want to build your network with on LinkedIn. Remember, the number one reason people go to LinkedIn is to grow their network. I want you guys to remember that your power partners are people that are not necessarily your ideal client, but they can refer you to your ideal client, right? And so when you're growing your network, make sure you're thinking about that, right? So when you're thinking about these high-performing females, again, I think that, and how many do you have in your network right now?
I have about 258. Not all of those are ideal, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, we need to get you growing. When do you graduate?
At the end of September.
Okay. All right. I want you adding 12 a day this week, and then I want you to go up to 13 a day next week. I need you to move a little faster here. And what I want you to do is, what's the price point on your coaching program? Is it one-on-one? Is it group coaching? Is it both?
I do both, but it's mostly like one-on-one couples and then one-on-one individuals.
Okay. And what's the price point?
Around 2000 for a 3-month program.
Okay. And then you said you came from oil and gas. What was your job title in oil and gas?
I'm a petroleum geologist.
Oh, wow. Okay. So like in the, like the science chemical space, very cool. Okay. The reason I'm asking is because yes, we can grow. We can sort and sift on LinkedIn by mid to higher level titles for professional females. And that's one route to go. It's still going to be a huge list.
Yeah.
But you can also get more niche to get started by growing your network with women who have a common professional kind of thread from your background as kind of a pre-qualifier. So like you could look for women in more of this kind of chemistry, biology, like think about the women who are in similar industries that are high performers today, because then in the DMs, you can actually kind of talk about and connect with your past with their present and maybe how and why you made the transition, right? So like one of the things that really helped me launch my first business was really coaching and mentoring female pharmacists, which I was one, and females in the pharmaceutical industry, which I had been a part of, right? Because I knew their burnout. I knew why they wanted to leave. I knew about the incredible college loan debt that those who are farm grads deal with, right? So it's like, I was a mentor and coached them on how to scale a business around their 9 to 5. I could have marketed to every working professional female on the planet, but I started, think about this, guys, to where I am today, to where I started. And this is why we always say, like, try to get as niche as possible when you get started. I started with female pharmacists and women in the pharmaceutical industry. And look where we are today. Just because you start there doesn't mean that's written in stone what your business is going to look like for 10 years. That was nearly 10 years ago, right? But it gives you common ground if you're looking to really get some common ground and get laser focused in connection with some people on LinkedIn.
Okay, that's very helpful. I hadn't really considered that part of my past as a connection tool.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, guys, so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.